Okay, today we begin Simen Chaf Hei. Simen Chaf Hei appears on page Kuf Mem Tes. Dine Ashrei Uvolutzion Ad Gmar Hatzvil Uvol Ches Seifen. Oimrim Ashrei Usihilo L'David. Ashrei is not part of Tilo L'David. Everyone, I'm sure, knows that. That's an additional pasuk that was added in front of Tehila L'David. Adamim Chalokaya Melech. Okay, Ashrei is Tehila L'David is the very end of Tehillim. Kuf Mizmar Kuf Mem Hey. And the Psukim Ashrei Yeshev Secha Od Yaluch Asela Ashrei Amshecha Cholo Ashrei Amshashem Elokav. Those two Psukim, those come from Tehillim Lamed Gimel and Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis. So I'm sure everyone is aware that those two Psukim are borrowed and have been appended to our Ashrei. So after you finish Kriyas HaTorah, after you finish Tachnun, then you say Ashrei Tehila David V'tzrichim L'chaven Bo. You have to have a lot of Kavana Heitev. The Kisei Shulchan Aruch says you must have a lot of Kavana when you recite. Uvipraat V'posek HaPosechas Yedecha Yichaven Asli B'Me'ol. When you say Posechas Yedecha Masbil L'chol Chai Ratzon, that's the Posek of Parnasa. Hashem opens up His hands and satisfies L'chol Chai with every living creature Ratzon. By the way, what does the Posek mean? Posechas Yedecha, you Hashem open up your hand, umaspia, and you satisfy l'chol chai, every single living creature, ratzon. So the simple translation is with what that person wants. Hashem gives you whatever you want. If you want a new car, you'll get it. If you want a new house, you'll get it.
Rabbi.
Posech es yadecha umaspia l'chol chai. Ratzon, isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if that's exactly, but that's a little, obviously that's a little bit difficult because doesn't seem like it always works. However, the derech she'adam roitze leilech sham meilichin oisai. It is partially true. I don't know if you'll get a new car, but if that's what you really want, then Hashem will put you on a path in life where maybe after 20 years you'll get a car. No, that's what they say. B'derech she'odem b'derech. Okay, b'derech she'odem roitzei leilech sham alichin oso. There are different paths in life. You can take different paths in life. You can take a path in life where you'll never al derech ha'teva have the money or the ability to buy a new car. And then you can take a path in life where al derech ha'teva I'm following this derech in life. If I go through the steps, you know, they make new cars for people to buy them. Someone's got to buy the new car. If I take this path in life, I will one day buy a new car. If this is what you want, a person wants a life where he will enjoy nice cars and nice material possessions, Hashem will help you. Hashem will help you get there. If a person wants to take a path in life where he'll be able to study Torah and become a Talmud Chacham, Yer Shemayim, if that's the path in life you want to take for yourself, Hashem will help you. There is definitely truth to that statement. Hashem gives you whatever you want. Doesn't necessarily mean he'll give you today what you want, but he'll give you the opportunity to follow a path where you can one day achieve to receive what you want. That's a chazal. Now, on the other hand, if you want to learn the pasuk a little bit differently, other portion explained it to me that Hashem gives a person the will to live. The will. People wake up in the morning, sometimes very depressing. To want. Hashem, if you really want the will to live, the will to accomplish.
Motivation.
Even though a person feels he has no motivation, but if he will dig a little bit deeper into his neshama, he will find that he does have enough motivation to get by. Umaspia l'chol chai, with what? With rotzon. Hashem gives every person will. Okay, let's go further. Now, yeah?
Go back one pasuk. What's the pasuk before?
Tzadik Hashem b'chol derach. The puzzle before is Eine chol elecha yisrevi ato no sein lohem es ochlam v'ito.
So basic food, that's the first puzzle.
That's what so the basic needs you'll get. Hashem will give you.
The other part says you must build chalav ratzon. You give him what you need for ratzon. In this world, Hashem's world, what you need.
Poser maspil chochai, what Hashem wants.
The extras.
All right, I don't know. Okay, here you have to understand what that means.
That's a vague comment.
Okay, by the way, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch only focuses. We mentioned this a few times. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch only focuses on the part of Pesach Tzedek. But the truth is, Pesach Tzedek is one of three psukim that describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance for all creatures in this world. The pasuk you mentioned before is Ein Echol, the eyes of all. Elecha Yisaberu, yearn. The Atah Nosein Lohem Es Sachlam, you give them their food. The ito in the right time.
That's in your time when you need it.
When you need it. But Hashem provides sustenance. Yeah. The next pasuk is same idea. The third pasuk is tzaddik Hashem b'chol derocha v'chosim b'chol masav. Who is called a tzaddik? A tzaddik is someone that provides. Who is called a tzaddik? Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, because Noach provided for people in the Teva. Who is called a tzaddik? Yosef. Yosef provided for his brothers in Egypt. It's a medrash. Provider is called a tzaddik. So the truth is, there is a series, v'achut ha-meshulosh lo yimeher yinotek. The truth is, it's not just the pasuk poseches yodecha that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance. It's really three psukim grouped together. Einei chol elecha yisaberu v'atanosim lohem es ochlom v'ito, number one. Number two, poseches yodecha maspil l'chol chai ratzon. Number three, tzadik Hashem b'chol derocha v'chosib b'chol masav. These three psukim are the nucleus of Ashrei, and the person the Kitzur says must be mechavin heitev when you say at least the center pasuk that Hashem provides you with sustenance. Yes.
I heard a different. I remember reading. I think I read this in the Gemara. The last pasuk was two in Yom of the first Baruch. One is tzedek.
Yeah.
One was din. Tzedek Hashem b'chol, and then the second one is the chasidah Hashem the rachman the chosid b'chol masav. It's a mixture.
Hashem said is judge din, and there is lamala midin. There is very nice. So there's balance. There's both. You have to have both. You have to have din, and you have to have also beyond din. Lamala min hadin. Very nice. So let's read again. Uprat bepasik posech zedecha b'lichavin liboy me'oid. Yaitel lar kavon k'motcha k'safti l'el b'simin yidal sif beis ayin sham. Now I have here a new sefer. I'm very excited about this sefer. It's been a very long time that I got very excited about a new sefer that came out. It's called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch im Likutei Piskei Tshuvos. Now Piskei Tshuvos is written. I forgot his name. It's a modern day Sha'anim Mitzvah Malacha. What?
Isn't there also a sefer of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah Berurah where they differ?
Yeah.
That's in Piskei Mishnah Berurah, in Divrei Mishnah Berurah, Likutei Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. There have been many volumes. In fact, they just reprinted the one of the better ones. It's a Kitzur Shulch im Divrei Mishnah Berurah. In Divrei, where there are nice chunks of Mishnah Berurah. It was out of print for a very long time. It just very recently reprinted it, three volumes with Nekudos. Beautiful. Then there's in Piskei Mishnah in Piskei, just very very short, where the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The art scroll Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which came out a couple of years ago, they mention a lot of the differences between the Kitzur and the Mishnah Berurah. There's a sefer called Piskei Tshuvos by Bnei Torah. It is extremely popular. In fact, in Eichler's, he told me that the number one bestseller from all the Hebrews from the ever sold was the Piskei Tshuvos. When the last volume of Piskei Tshuvos came out, he had a stack all the way up to the ceiling. He sold them all out in one day. So this will be different. Now, what Piskei makes with Piskei Tshuvos? Piskei Tshuvos is there are six volumes of Mishnah Berurah. I'm not mistaken, there are only five. He only put out so far five of the six. He did not yet put out a volume on Chelek Dalet. We learned last year Chelek Dalet. There is no Piskei Tshuvos, there is no volume of Piskei Tshuvos and Chelek Dalet. What Piskei Tshuvos basically is, it's an elaboration. He brings down modern day questions and other questions that the Mishneh Berurah did not deal with. The Mishneh Berurah Chafetz Chaim was when he wrote the parish on the Mishneh Berurah, he chose not to bring down modern day questions of his time. We're going back 100 years. He only wrote things from the Achronim, things that were explained from the Shulchan Aruch, to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes a lot from the Prima Godim, he quotes a lot from the Achronim.
Who's that?
The Mishneh Berurah. He deliberately chose not to discuss Shai like electricity. He did not deal with electricity anywhere in the Mishneh Berurah. A lot of the modern day Shailas, he deliberately chose not to deal with. He only dealt with things that were before him. Now, about I don't know, 20 years ago, this person, tremendous Talmud Chacham, His name is Rabbi Simcha Rabinowitz. Simcha Rabinowitz. He wrote a whole sefer, come out many 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 versions, many different editions, until the way it is today, of basically supplemental material to the Mishneh Berurah. He uses the Mishneh Berurah as his source, and from there he elaborates. It's written very very well, and he brings in a lot of things. And it's extremely, extremely popular. Can't even begin to tell you how popular it is. Okay. He now, everyone was waiting, when is he going to put out a volume on Chelek Dalit? And by the way, who did something similar to them? Dirshu. Remember Dirshu, we had everyone here had the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah? So Dirshu, they just completed the sixth volume. Dirshu did something similar to Rabinowitz, Simcha Rabinowitz, not as elaborate. He has a whole elaboration and every single thing with extensive footnotes. But Dirshu did something you can't say now. They did something very similar. They put out all six volumes. It was done by a team. He, Rabinowitz, is a one-man show. Dirshu was done by a team of Talmidei Chachamim. As they put out the later volumes, they got a lot better. I mean, the Chelek Dal that we had was unbelievable. And in fact, that's the only thing in print today that's a supplement to the Mishneh Berurah, the Dirshu Chelek Dalit. For the other volumes, you have the Piskei Teshuvos. So now what he did was, he took his Piskei Teshuvos and he collected things that relate to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he published one volume. It's going to be two volumes. This is the first 70 simanim. And on the bottom, he has, it's very short, it's not like the real Piskei Teshuvos, because Piskei Teshuvos is a thick, massive sefer. He just has short little things which he ties into the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He has it with nekudos. There's no nekudos in the regular Piskei Teshuvos. And a lot of times he tells you, I am there, go to the Piskei Teshuvos and look on this page and this page. You'll see an elaboration, and it's an incredible thing. It's going to be sensational. Just came out last week. It was an accident that I even know about it, because I don't go every single day to the Sarm store. But so he has, I'll give you a taste of what he has. Here he says, I'm Ashrei. So I'll tell you right away. We're not going away from the She'odim Mishnah Halacha. But this is like a modern day, 21st century She'odim Mishnah Halacha. So here on Ashrei, I'll tell you some things that he has. He says, why do you say here, he brings down from the Rokeach, why do you say Ashrei three times a day? Why do you have to say Ashrei again? We already said Ashrei, Suk Zim. Why are we saying Ashrei now after we finished Tachlin and Kriya Satorah? So it's a famous Chazal. Everyone knows the Chazal. Whoever says Ashrei three times a day, Muftach lo shohu ben olam haba. Hatam, Shoimim Shuv Ashrei, Kosvu harishonim, Shual Pia Gemara, Kolo Oimer Tehilo Ledavid Gimel Pamba Ochol Yom, Muftach lo shohu ben olam haba. You're going to say it by Mincha, you said it by Suk Zimra. When are you going to say Ashrei a third time to get the brother that you muftach lo shehu ben olam haba? Therefore, you have to say Ashrei again after Kriya Satorah or after Tachnun in order to get the third Ashrei, to get the bracha the muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. V'atam amiraso achar hatfilu fishes. Now, here's something amazing from the Aruch HaShulchan. Why do we say at this point the time after the Shemona Ashrei? If we have to say it three times a day, so we can say it before Ma'ariv, we can say it, I don't know, we can say it some other point in time. V'atam amiraso achar hatfilu fishes. Spalu al mazon hanefesh. kriya shma utzvila mevakshim onu atosh sheyashpia lanu bechastoy mizoyin haguf al derech hakosu pasech zedecho maspia. So this is an incredible chiddush. The ikur ashrei, the ikur kavana of ashrei before Shmona Esrei, Psukei de Zimra, is mizoyin hanefesh, is to sustain your soul with Torah and Ruchnius. Now that you finish saying Kriyashma and davening the Shmona Esrei, which is mizoyin hanefesh, im ein kemach in Torah, you have to be mispalel that you should succeed in business. You should succeed in your parnos and your profession. You should be matzliach. So the Ashrei after Shmona Esrei, when you say Posechas Yodecho Maspil Lecho Chai Ratzon, you should think about money, cash, food, actual, real, physical sustenance. Whereas the Posechas Yodecho Maspil Lecho Chai Ratzon in before is more focused on spiritual sustenance. You should succeed in Torah and Avodah and Yiras Shemayim.
What do you think?
What Ashrei, by Ashrei? I don't know. He doesn't say, I don't know the answer. Maybe it's a little bit of both. I do not know. Okay, then he goes on to say, what about women? Do women have to say, women who daven, do women have to say, so women don't have to daven altogether, but women who do daven, okay, they want to daven, are they mechuyev to say, Ashrei, uvalatzion, v'noshim, he brings from the Machzei Leo, v'noshim, ein tzrichos loymar, eseder hatzfilo di Ashrei, valatzion, shil shoyom, b'hitim utores, ach haminik, shoymos, the minik, as they say. Women, they have a shorter version of davening. They have no obligation to say, Ashrei, uvalatzion, aleinu, and the Yom. However, the minig is the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, they do say the entire davening from beginning to end. But if they are short on time and they only go into daven part of the davening, they do not need to say this part of the davening. Okay, then he goes on to say you have to have a lot of kavana. He brings an incredible chiddush from the Yesoid V'Sheresh Ravoida. This comes from the Zohar that Yizor L'Chadmo Yoiser Me Ashrei Sheb Psukei de Zimra. You have to have more kavana by the Ashrei Uvolatzion, then the Ashrei you say by Psuke de Zimra. Okay, let's go to Halacha Beis.
I know the Sefer Yisrael, one is from Nefesh, right? The first one, and one's from Panosa. So, now
the first one, he says, is for the Neshama.
So
and the second one.
You want to buy that? Do you want more or less kavanah?
It could be they conflict. This is from the Zohar, and this is from the Aruch HaShulchan. So, Aruch HaShulchan and the Zohar didn't exactly live at the same time. Very different, very.
Perspective.
Very. It's interesting to hear. A lot of things he says here are a little bit different. He has things that are. Okay, well, you'll get a taste. Let's go to Halacha Beis. Achar Kach Oymrim. Now, this is everyone's favorite Halacha. When don't you say Lam Natzeach? This is very confusing. And you're certain to get into a fight in shul if you say la matzeach or not. It depends on the minig hamokam. There are different opinions. Here we go. Base. Achar kach oimrim la matzeach. The elu yamim v'shein oimrim oiso. Here are the following days when you don't say la matzeach. Number one is Rosh Chodesh. Everyone knows that. You don't say la matzeach and Rosh Chodesh. Number two is Chanukah. Okay? 8 days of Chanukah, la matzeach. Purim. So according to the Kitzur, this is really a little controversial, maybe not, but the Kitzur says that you do not say Lamatzeach and Ador Rishon. This year is going to be an Ibiyah. And we're not going to celebrate Purim until Ador Sheni. The first Ador Rishon, you do not say Lamatzeach on Yudalad and Tesvav. Next, when else? What? Of course you makbid. You're not, because it says Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara. It's worse to say Lamatzeach, because Lamatzeach is saying very harsh words. Ya'ancha Hashem, may Hashem answer you biyom tzara, on a day of trouble. It's a zilzul in the day of the day to call the day Yom Tzara when it is a holiday. So you don't say Lamatzeach. Next. When else do you not recite Lamatzeach? Erev Pesach. Why? Because it's a Yom Tov. What? It is. That's Tezvav. That's Chesvav. V'chamisha osa sheba adarishayim.
What about, no, but if we have an Ibra Yara, when is Purim?
That's what it says. Look, read it. Look what it says. Look, read the words one time. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim v'chu hadin b'shana mu'beres b'yom Arba'o Asar V'chamisha Asar Chamisha Asar. Certainly
Why doesn't he say Shushan Purim specifically?
That's a given. Purim is a given. When you say Purim,
know that Purim is 2 days in.
Purim is automatically in Halacha 2 days.
That's what means
2 days.
It also means 2 days.
How do we put it
in? No, but he says Tesla Adarisha.
So certainly Tesvav Vada Sheni.
It's an emphasis.
Okay, Vaitam. The Chamisha Shadarishon. Erev Pesach. Next. Erev Pesach, you don't say, why not? Erev Pesach, you bring a carbon. Erev Pesach is Zman Shchilas Carbon Pesach. It's a Yom Tif. The day that you bring your personal carbon is a Yom Tif. The whole Klal Yisrael brings an Erev carbon on Erev Pesach. That's the Zman Shchidus HaPesach. In the middle, it's called the Yom Tov. The Erev Yom HaKippurim. This week, Friday. Friday, remember, you don't say Lam Natzech on Friday. Why not? It's a Yom Tov. Why is it a Yom Tov? Because it's two reasons. Because the tomorrow, well, it's not, why is it a Taka Yom Tov? Why is Erev Yom HaKippurim called Yom Tov? It's not so simple. Why should it be called the Yom Tov? You're not allowed to fast. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed. There are many people who are accustomed to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah Chatzim. Anyone here do that? Anyone here fast a half a day Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's a very popular thing. You're supposed to fast a half a day Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to. You're mechuyev. Chazal say kol oichel bat eshit pasik. Because it says, it says, what's the pasuk says that Tisha b'chodesh bo'erev. Erev Tish b'shabbatchem. The pasuk says that Tisha B'av is on the ninth day in the evening. So what's the question? The question: why does the Torah describe Yom Kippur with this unusual expression? It's the ninth day in the evening. Let the pasuk say that the Yom Kippur is the tenth day of the month. So Chazal v'drasha. The reason why it says the ninth day in the evening is to indicate that the ninth day is also a day of simcha. It's also a day of kapara to teach you that if you eat on the ninth day, it's as if you have fasted the ninth and the tenth day. So we learn out from the pasuk the unusual way the Torah describes Yom Kippur, that the Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Toif. The Torah singled out Yom Kippur as being a holiday. It's a holiday, it's a festival, it's a day of Slicha u'mechila, and it described it as a festival with referring to the ninth day, which means the ninth day is part of the festival. And being that it's a festival, and a festival, you're not allowed to fast. You're not. It's not a Yom Tzara. And therefore, we do not fast on the ninth day. Ad kedekach, we do not say La Matzech, because we would then be saying the Yom Tzara, and it's not a day of Yom Tzara. The Erev Yom HaKippurim. The Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we also do not fast. Why not? Because the pasuk in the Eicha says, Korah Olai Moed. Lishbar Bachurai. Moed, even though there means in the point of time, it's not necessarily a happy thing to break my young men, but Chazal make a drasha that it's called a festival because that's the day when Mashiach is born. Gam Ein Oimrim Oiso Bebeis Ho'ovel. You do not say Lanatzech in the base of a why not? So that's a difficult question. So there are two reasons why we don't say it. One is because you do not want to compound din with din. Don't rub it in. It's bad enough that the person is an avelos. Don't rub it in. You don't want to overdo it and say that it's a Yom Tzara. Others say, we saw this in fact in the Shem Yisrael Malacha, is that there's a pasuk, I don't know where the pasuk is, that Hashem will turn your mourning into joy, into celebration. So a time of avelos, I don't know what this means, it's brought down in Chazal, will one day, there will be Tchiyas HaMeisim, will be turned into a time of rejoicing, and therefore, Al Shem Ha'os, Tchiyas HaMeisim, it's already called a Yom Tov, to some degree, at least to the point that you don't say Yom Tzara. Yeah.
What if the Oval comes to Shul, and you can't get many...
No, no, no. The Oval does not have the power to change to change the minuk. That's what the shach. What you said actually brings down here in the piskei tshuvos. Let me read exactly what he says. Aval kishayesh chosin b'al bris leminuk ashkenazim hanal sheoimrim lanatzeach. When there's a chosan, and about the talking about chosan bal bris, that's a different halacha. I'm sorry, he doesn't mean that you're shy. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll get this in a moment. An avil does not have the power to change the people in the Beis HaKnesses. An avil is a guest in the Beis HaKnesses. Just because he does not say lanatzeach, the people in the Beis HaKnesses do say Lam Natzeach. And I guess he brings an example over here from the Chosan, similar to a Chosan and a Baal Bris. If there is a Chosan in the Beis HaKnesses, that's more powerful. Simcha spreads. Simcha is contagious. So you don't say Tachna when a Chosan is present in the Beis HaKnesses, right? During the Shiva Simeon Mishteh. Does the Chosan say Lam Natzeach? So the Piskei Tshuva says no. A Chosan himself cannot say Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Today is not a Yom Tzor for the Chosan because he got married. He's mitoch Shivas Yimei HaMishta, or he's getting married in the afternoon. He can't say that. However, he's married men jokes. but the Tzibur says Lam Natzeach. This is a very interesting halacha. I'm reading it one more time. Avul kishayesh chasim b'al bris l'minig hashkenazim shanal shoyim lam natzeach kishayin oyim tachnon oyim also. The Tzibur says Lam Natzeach when in the audience there is a chasan or a b'al bris. Ach hachasan. The chosan does not say lam natzeach himself. Ubal habris atzman lo yomu. The bal habris, the father of the child, on the day he is doing a bris milah, does not personally say lam natzeach mizmar lidar. That's a very rare halacha. I don't think many fathers of babies know that halacha, that they do not say lam natzeach, but that does not affect the tzibur. The tzibur does say lam natzeach. Vani, why not? Vani zos pisi osam. In the base. Vani zos pisi osam. Mamash emuche sheolecho udvaray asher samti beficha. Lo yemushu mepicha mepi zarecha mepi zer zarecha. I don't know.
Not allowed to learn that they skip this pasuk.
I don't know the answer. Because of Talmud Torah, I don't know the answer. Vani zos pisi osam. Mamash emuche. It could be it's Talmud Torah, right? So there's no issue of Talmud Torah for the tzibur. I don't know the answer. It makes sense what you're saying. It's because it's Talmud Torah, so therefore it's not appropriate to say it. On Tisha, we don't say it, and we don't say it by a Beis Avol, because they're also in Simcha, because
Yashem Sam
Chilev. He has also,
in the article,
yeah. Okay, I'm going to come to that in a moment. Let's give me one moment. Okay, next, let's go further. Gam when you don't say lam natzeach, gam kel erech apayim ein oimim. Before you take out the Sefer Torah, in the Siddur it says kel erech apayim. There are two versions. There's nusach poilin and nusach Ashkenaz. Which one do you say? So some have a custom to say both. Say both. Some only say one. So the rule of saying Keler HaPayim is equal to the rule of saying Lam Natzeach. Not equal to the rule of saying Tach. People make this mistake. People think that if you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Keler HaPayim. That's not so. Just because you're not saying Tachnun does not give you a right to omit Keler HaPayim. Keler HaPayim depends on Lam Natzeach. Now the Hirotzon that you say after you take out the Sefer, you put after the Kriyas HaTorah, those depend on Tachin. Now let me share with you a few short things from the Piskei Tshuvos. We have here the following days. We say Lam Natzeach. But Tana, why do we say Lam Natzeach? What's the reason why we say Lam Natzeach? So the beautiful reason from the Avud Ruham. The Tam Amirasam Ibnei Shum Mizmor Yudches Shamadavu Vehu Kineged Yudches Brachos She B'Shmona Eshe. It's the 18th Mizmor in Tehillim. And the number 18 is very significant because Shmona Esrei originally had 18 barachos. So therefore, we say Lam Natzeach. V'chein b'nei shemuska boi hagulo hasida. Another reason, because in Lam Natzeach there is a mention of the geula hasida, the coming of Mashiach. Okay, we mentioned over here, Yitzchak kol mincha secha, neranin abishua secha, v'shem elokim nidlimal Hashem kol mishal secha, ato yodati, ki yoshia shem shukhi nimi shukhi 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 eilav v'rechav eilav v'asusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem elokim naske, heim elkar v'nafol v'nachnu. So this refers to the gula, that's what it refers to. Okay, it refers to the gula hasidah, what's going to be, liyasolavo, and therefore, I guess that's another second reason why we say it. So two reasons, because it's number 18, Keneged 18 Brachos, Hashmona Esrei, and it's a reference to the Gula Hasida. I met once a beautiful Vart that there are 70 words in Lam Natseach. Okay, next time you really count the words, it corresponds, I don't know what this means, this is true, you have to ask an OBGYN, that a woman on average, when she goes into labor, she has 70 convulsions, contractions. 70 contractions. You have to ask your wives, so what would you into? They say that's true. There's any truth to that. And therefore, it fits into the theme of Lamatzeach Mizmor L'David, because this refers to the Gula Hasida. The Gula Hasida comes with the Chevlei, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And since the birth pangs are on average, 70, the male, there are 70 words in Lamatzeach Mizmor L'David. I told someone told me that this is not a young man, this person, and he told me he has a very large family. Very large family, and he had his 70th, can you believe this? 70th grandchild. Can you imagine? 70 grandchildren? Grandchildren. 70th grandchild. He has a very large family. He has more than 10 children, more. Probably has like 13, 14 children.
My son was 1 of 15.
15.
He's 1 of 15. My son-in-law.
Your son-in-law, 1 of 15 grandchildren.
No, 1 of 15.
Children, oh, so you can imagine. So he told me that he's speaking by his 70th grandchild's bris, or kiddush. Do I have any source material for him? So I told him, I read this vart, that there are 70 words in Lanatzech, Kineged, the Chevle Leda. After pay, can you imagine what Chanukah costs to go give presents to all the 50 grandchildren? You have to rob a bank. So I said each child is one of the Chevle Leda, the grandchildren to the ultimate Geula. So you have over here, you should focus on the Mizmor Lamatzeach, Mizmor L'David. Look into this Mizmor, find some message, and use it as a springboard to speak about your 70th grandchild, because here there are 70 words in reference to giving birth, in reference to having a child. Okay, let's go further. Erev Pesach. What is the law? Do you say Lamatzeach on Erev Pesach? I'm reading over here what it says in the Pesach Shuvas. It says, let's go back to the back. Elu yamim she'ein oimim oso, minig ha-sforadim. Okay, you ask this question, what about Ishru Chag? So the minig ha-sforadim, shlo lom lamaseh, kol hayom she'ein oimim bohem tachnon. They have a very liberal view of Lamatzeach. Whenever you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Lamatzeach. The chein minuk, the real Svardim. The real Svardim. The chein minuk kama mikilas vashkenazim, he brings down from the Balatanya. So it seems like he brings from the Balatanya, Lubavitch. It seems that he brings out that some Ashkenazim follow this opinion. If you do not say Tachnun, you do not say Lam Natseach. Balatanya. So that is Lubavitch. Okay. Ach, however, even though you may be from the community of the Lubavitch community or from the Svardim, you're not going to say Lam Natseach when you do not recite Tachnun, you still should say Kel Erech Apayim. Ach, Kel Erech Apayim, Oimim Zulas Hayam, Mim Kabam Chaber, that you do say. So very interesting distinction. Three distinctions. There is us, Ashkenazim, most of us, where you do not say Tachlin, but you do say Alam Natseach. Then there are the Minik Asfardin and the Balatanya, where you do not say Alam Natseach when you do not say, but you still say Kel Erech Apayim. And then there are special days where you don't even say Kel Erech Apayim, which will come to soon. Okay, Erev Pesach.
You can say that in certain rooms they hardly ever say Tachnun.
than
That's not a kasha, because those groups that they don't say tachnun, they're not from the Sephardim. Okay, those are from the Ashkenazim who don't say tachnun. Okay, erev Pesach, the Eretz Yisrael Da'ikim Shalom Melam Sech the Ishruchag. Okay, who mentioned Ishruchag? Okay, so where does that appear? That appears in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's a famous Luach that was written, I don't know who, by Orchos Rabbeinu, and there it is, there a custom they do not say Lamatzech on Ishruchag. I think many people don't do that here. The global village, there are many shuls that do not say Lamatzech on Ishruchag. You say Lamatzech on Ishruchag. And most people don't say Ishruchag. V'yeshem shegam chutz yoretz einem Lamatzech Ishruchag, the Yavetz. The Siddur Yavetz, probably the art school, they probably tell you, now we know all this. Let's read what it says in the article. Let's just first finish up, then we'll read what it says in the article instructions. We'll see where he's taken from. Okay, gam einayim oisay b'beisu avil. You don't say lametzeach. We did this before. Okay, of yoyim sheinayim lametzeach. On a day that you don't say lametzeach, then his this is very important halacha. Always happens to me this. You make a mistake, and you begin to say it, right? Lametzeach mizmor David. Yanu Hashem yoyim sarah. Yisak gev. Oh yeah. Wait, not today. Today is Purim. Right? Today is Shushan. What did I do? So what's your natural reaction? Skip, right? You ready? You said one pasuk. I'm not thinking. I'm just skip. Go right away to Vol Tzim, because you got to catch up. So let's see. We got to catch up. No. Very interesting. He says, if you make a mistake, the im hischil loimar lamatzeach im kvar omar, if you already said the words biyom tzara, so you blew it already. The only reason why you don't say Lamatzeach is not to say Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara. Once you already blew it, you already said Biyom Tzara, that's it. So you might as well say the rest of the Mizmah. What do you got to lose? Yisayim kol ha-Mizmah v'im loy amor adayin yafsik v'mokam sheniskar. But if you did not yet say Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara, you just Lamatzeach Mizmah l'David, you just said those three words, then you can stop and you can skip and you can go to Uvol Litzion Goel.
If you stop, aren't you, as you would say, for shaming the capital?
No, yes, it's saying that. It's not appropriate. You said a pasuk. No, he seems to say not. This is from the Rivois Ephraim. The Shilas Hachubas Rivois Ephraim. Okay, that concludes this halacha. Let's just do one more halacha. Very quickly, halacha gimel. Oimrim kedushas uvolitzion imat targum. You say kedushas uvolitzion imat halacha gimel. There's no sham until halacha hey. You then begin to say kedushas uvolitzion imat targum v'tzach lizor me'oid la'omra. The targum, when you say uvolitzion umekablin dain mindain, that's the targum, and v'tzach lizor me'oid la'omra bikavana the hatargum yesh lo'imar belachash. The targum you say quietly. Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzivakos, Melach, Oretz, Kadosh, and then, you say it in a whisper, you're not supposed to say it out loud, because you don't want the Malachim to hear. Let's see what it says. Okay, that's what it says in the Shekits. Let's see, I'll tell you what it says over here in the Piskei Shuvos. Halacha number, okay, V'tzach L'zor Me'oid, V'is L'B'Gemar, Shebe'yoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdash, Oymeid ha'olam al kedusha de sidra de hainu tefilas uvolitz. The Gemara Masechta Sota says the only reason why the world exists is because we say kadosh 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 Hashem tzivakos, and we translate it into a language that we understand. That's why the world exists. That what exactly the Gemara means, I do not know, but it's not something to take lightly. If the world only exists in the merit of saying uvolitzion, to say what it says in Uvol Tzion, you have to be very careful to say it with a lot of kavanah and to say it properly. Uschar ha'oimroi b'kavanah v'simcha gedolim me'ot. Chazal said that the reward of saying it with kavanah and with joy is very, very great. The zoicha person will merit sheyishra olav ruach hakodesh. Isn't that amazing? If you want to know what ruach hakodesh is, all you have to do, your ticket to ruach hakodesh is to say slowly and carefully with kavana and simcha uva letzia in goyel, all of those words until you get to past the kedusha. Okay. Yeish lo amar belachash. The targum you should say quietly. Uminakar Rizal Laomer Gam came Bakolram. That's good to know. I once got Musa Shmus from someone sitting next to someone. He says to me, before I knew this halacha, and I used to always say it loud. And the guy next to me said to me, Shaita, don't you know you're supposed to say it? You're supposed to say it quietly. What are you saying it so loud? So since then, I try to say it. Kol Namach. But he brings that from the Arizal. If you want to be a Mekubal, it's okay. It's okay, you can say it out loud. The world will not come to an end if you say it out loud also. Uminak ha'arizal lo'oymer gam kein b'kol rom. Ach al koponim ha'shtech tzibo yishtada lo'oymer b'lachash. The Chida says, even though the individuals in the audience can say it quite loud, the shliach tzibo, there's a hakpod on him. I guess that's where the Iker Hakpod, there is a Hakpod, that's what he seems to be saying. There is, no one's coming to argue with the fact that it should be said quietly. But we have to remember, in ancient times, the only one that said the Nusach HaTfilah was the Shliach Tzibur. And the people in the audience, they were quiet. So Bizman HaZeh, when we all say it ourselves, it's a nice thing to do. But the Hakpod of saying it Balachash did not translate necessarily over to the people in the audience. They can say it loud. The only one that should be careful to say it quietly is the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, one more halacha. One more, I'm talking, you should be quietly. That's it. Okay, that is it. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalit. We'll take a little break.